Morning. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all lines have been placed on a listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's call. If you'd like to ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. The call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to turn the call over to Ryan Tronovich. Thank you. You may begin.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to let you know that we have Representative Brady and Nunez here, and each of them will give a quick statement for you all, and then at that point we can go straight to questions. So right now I'm going to turn it over to them. Thanks.
Well, Ryan, thanks for putting this together, and appreciate you all of you being on the line today. With me today, Congressman Devin Nunes, who's on the Ways and Means Committee, and also one of our most active members of the Trade Subcommittee. And wanted to talk a minute about this weekend, the 5th Annual North American Leaders Summit. I know the President will be down there meeting Sunday and Monday with Canada and Mexico's President. And I think it's important to remind people NAFTA is America's largest customer, and according to the Department of Commerce, over 4 million American jobs depend upon our sales to Mexico and Canada. Unfortunately, those jobs are threatened by the failure of the United States to live up to its obligations. The U.S. and Mexico agreed to fully open our markets to each other, and when the President signed legislation that terminated the trucking pilot program, we invited retaliation. And as a result, Mexico has taken steps it's legally permitted to do by imposing new tariffs on our exports and limiting U.S. trucking firms' access to the Mexican market. Those new tariffs make our U.S. sales less competitive. Since retaliation was imposed, U.S. exports to Mexico of those products subject to the new tariffs, they've declined by almost 28%. So there's a real cost to these tariffs to continue to grow each day this issue isn't resolved. Those exports, by the way, that are targeted support over 15,000 American jobs. The point I want to make today is that resolving the trucking dispute with Mexico needs to be very high on the President's to-do list this weekend. Our farmers and manufacturers are paying a very steep price America violating its obligations. The White House needs to take action now to move a solution through Congress, preferably in September. Another point to make, our trading partners are following this meeting very closely as well, because it's a key indicator of whether the new Obama administration is serious about fighting protectionism or, you know, it's just a lot of words. I think yesterday's boasting by the United Transportation Union about their political influence within the White House raises serious questions about whether, you know, the President's going to lead on this issue or if the new administration is beholden to a few special interests that can stop this issue from being resolved. The loss of access, by the way, not only is this hurting U.S. farmers and manufacturers, but conversely, it's blocking our ability to truck and sell down into Mexico. And one example, UPS, if we had a fully open Mexican market, they estimate they could generate up to an additional $3 billion in sales into that market. That would mean, obviously, new jobs at UPS, and since that company is the largest employer of Teamsters in America, undoubtedly many of these jobs would be unionized Teamsters as well. So there are a lot of American jobs at stake. I'm hopeful the President makes this a top priority. This needs to be resolved and now. With that, let me introduce Congressman Devin Nunes. Devin?
Well, thanks, Kevin. And you said most of what needs to be said, and we can get to the questions. I think just to sum up, you know, what was started out as a silly provision that was inserted in the middle of the night to an appropriations bill is now on the verge of becoming a full-on trade war. And I fully expect the Mexican government, if this isn't resolved shortly and if the President doesn't bring it up at this meeting, I fully expect the Mexican government to expand these tariffs to go even broader and farther than they're going now. So the silliness is now becoming a dangerous hindrance to our relationship with the Mexican government, and really for no reason, for a handful of trucks to jeopardize all these jobs and exports is just silliness and bad behavior on the part of the majority party in Congress. And the president needs to step up and slap down the silliness, the silly behavior that's occurring in Congress right now. And I'll leave it at that.
Great, Devin, thank you. Ryan, let's open it up for questions.
Okay, everyone, again, Angie said you press star 1 if you'd like to answer a question, and we can start now.
Thank you. Our first question comes from Brian Scheid. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Brian Scheid with Inside U.S. Trade. My question was if you had any indication yet from the administration that President Obama is going to address these issues while at the Leaders Summit this weekend.
Brian, this is Kevin. We haven't had that indication. We asked, inquired about this with Ambassador Kirk when we met with him recently, but we didn't. They didn't have a firm answer at the time, so we don't know. But my thought is going to this summit without raising and trying to resolve this issue would be like going to the G20 without addressing the financial crisis. This is a major dispute. It needs to be addressed. I sure hope it's on that high on their list.
And what did Representative or Ambassador Kirk tell you during that? When did that meeting take place? And what was his indication?
Yeah, it was just a recent meeting, and Congressman Camp and I visiting with the ambassador, and it was one of many issues we raised. And at the time, it's what we think is still the case, which is Secretary LaHood made a good faith effort to come up with a resolution. That resolution is sitting somewhere at the White House. I don't think it's circulating on Capitol Hill yet. And I just think we're anxious to move forward with it. It's time to pull it out and get to work on it, and I can't think of a better time to try to do that and kickstart that than this weekend.
Have you reviewed that resolution at all?
Haven't seen it, Brian. Just have heard it's got a set of principles dealing with safety and facilitation of the pilot program moving it forward. But I've not seen any details. Have you?
I have not, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a closely guarded secret at this point.
Mm-hmm. And did Ambassador Kirk give you an indication on when you might be able to see that set of those set of principles or when that it might move out of the White House?
No indication.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Janet Van Gruskett, line is open.
Brian asked my question, and I was so busy listening, I don't have a follow-up question at the moment. But they've given you no indication on timing, on any aspect of this question. Have you had any meetings at the White House on this issue, or have...
Your
view has not been solicited.
no indication, no meetings, and I find members of the House who have or have had any peek at those principles either. I mean, normally within the trade community you get some, you know, discussions going on the backgrounds, but we just haven't heard anything at this point.
I would just add, Kevin, that not only have we not heard anything, I mean, we've only had one subcommittee hearing in Ways and Means, and furthermore, I've had more meetings with the Mexican government on this issue than I've had with anyone within the administration or our own government.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. I'm showing no other questions in the queue. We can give it a moment if you'd like.
Well, I do think that's sort of the key question. You know, what's in the proposal, and when are we going to see it? And maybe that's the question that will be addressed this weekend. I certainly hope so.
Okay, I do have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Amy Chewy, your line is open.
Hi there. I was wondering about those meetings with the Mexican government. What has they been saying to you? There was talk about expanding the tariffs. In what fashion, in what way? Have they given any indications on their timing?
This is Devin Nunes. I'm on the I'm the Republican on the Interparliamentarian Exchange with Mexico and the United States. So we discussed it in length in Seattle. I guess that would have been in early June. Obviously, my district is being heavily impacted by this issue because of all the agricultural commodities, especially fruits and vegetables and nuts and also milk powder. And so I since then have had follow-up meeting with the Mexican government. I think that they are ready, willing, and able to begin to hit more products other than agriculture. I think, you know, their thought was that by targeting certain areas that they could bring influence on the government. And unfortunately, California is a big state, and so the agricultural region of California is often not on the radar of the people that control Congress right now. And I think the Mexican government is realizing that, and I would fully expect them to begin to hit bigger California industries at a time when California can't afford it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Scheid, your line is open.
Hi, this is Brian Scheid again. Has the Mexican government given any indication on what products they want they might expand to and what timing that might be? Have they given any indication that this needs to be worked out before, you know, X date? Before we expand this retaliation?
Well, look, this is Devin. Kevin, I don't know if you want to address this at all, but the way that I see this is that if this isn't addressed shortly, if this isn't brought up by the administration let's get real here. I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, you're talking about a handful of trucks, and now you're putting at risk close to $1 billion in export sales, not to mention our opening up a trade war with our biggest partner. So I think if the Mexican government is continuing to be ignored, I would expect them to target other areas other than what they're targeting now. What that is specifically, I can't tell you, but I wouldn't blame them if they did it because our government is acting foolish in this case.
But just to clarify, have they said they are going to do that if this isn't resolved?
Oh, look, I'm not going to put words into their mouth, but I think you can. I think there's. It would not be an understatement to say that they are very frustrated by the lack of attention to an issue that is, quite frankly, ridiculous. I mean, how many trucks are there, Kevin? Like, is it 54? Is that the number?
Well, in the pilot program, I think there's probably a potential for more, but again, since the pilot program was cut short, we just don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Berger, your line is open.
Hi, this is Mary Berger with Washington Trade Daily. I'm wondering more broadly, what's the level of support in Congress overall for resolving this issue? Because it was Congress that killed the original pilot program.
No, this is Kevin. I'll take a first look at that, and Devin may want to chime in. You know, I don't think members of Congress fully realize the consequences of that provision, that it would hurt not just our ag community a great deal, but our manufacturing community as well. And now that that has occurred and we're seeing a drop in those sales during a recession of our own, I think lawmakers are taking a second look at it. Having said that, I don't think it will be easy. It's going to take real leadership from the White House on this provision. And I think the leaders in the Senate, in the House, who push the hardest to violate our obligations are going to have to step up and fix the problem that they created. I don't think it will be easy. I know, though, that if we never get started on it, it won't get resolved, and the clock is ticking. Devin?
I just say that I think an important point that you brought up there, Kevin, is that we broke the law. They didn't. We broke the law. We broke a trade agreement. And to do so early in the president's term is really a slap in the face to our neighbors that, quite frankly, they're having real economic times. They're fighting the drug cartels, and they need our help right now. And we're slapping them in the face with a provision like this, breaking our own agreements.
And that sort of reminded me, too, Mary, I think a point to be made is that there's no question that the safety issues can be resolved, I think, to everyone's satisfaction. The biggest question is there a political will from the White House to resolve this dispute? You know, clearly, you know, they have Teamsters and other unions leaning hard on them on this issue. There is recently, you know, some boasting by Transportation Union about their influence in the White House. And so I think probably the biggest unknown is, you know, is the White House going to side with farmers and manufacturers in America, or they feel like they're going to side with one of the unions? That may be the key question.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm showing no other questions at this time.
Great. Well, look, Devin, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate all our journalists on the line today. And if there's any follow-up questions that you think of, just give Ryan a call, and we'll get right back to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect from the audio portion.